Welcome to EnglishClass101.com's English in 3 minutes, the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to learn English. Hi, how's it going? I'm Alicia. Nice to meet you. In this series, we're going to learn some easy ways to ask and answer common questions in English. It's really useful, and it only takes 3 minutes. In this lesson, you're going to learn new, more common ways to ask and answer the question, "How are you?" in English. You've probably learned, "How are you?" and "I'm fine" in textbooks before. But in the United States, people will usually ask this question and answer it in a different way. First, let's review. If someone says, "How are you?" you can say, "I'm fine." I'm fine. Here are some other ways to answer. Pretty good. This means about the same thing as, "I'm fine." Pretty good. We also have, "Not bad." You can use this if you are feeling just okay or so-so. Not bad. Let's look at our question again. How are you? This is the most well-known way of asking how someone is. You could use it when you want to be polite. But now, let's look at some different ways to ask how someone is. These ways are more casual and much more common. First, "Hey, how's it going?" Hey, how's it going? You can answer this in many ways. If you're feeling good, you can say, "Good." Good. Pretty good. Pretty good. Not bad. Not bad. Once more. Good. Pretty good. Not bad. Here's a tip. Even though these answers mean the same thing as "I'm fine," you can't answer "How's it going?" with "I'm fine." It will sound a bit strange. If you're not feeling good, you can say "Not so good." Not so good. Not great. Not great. Or "Not so well." Not so well. Be careful. If you say one of these, the other person will usually ask, "Why? What's wrong?" to be polite. Then you will have to explain. Another casual but very common version of "How are you?" is "What's up?" What's up? To reply, use a cheerful voice as you say, "Not much." Not much. Or "Nothing much." Nothing much. This means you're free and able to chat. Since "what's up" is just another way of saying hello, you can also reply with "Hey" or "Hi." Now it's time for Alicia's advice. A lot of the time, when we ask questions that mean "How are you?" in English, we're not actually asking about the other person's health, we're only asking to be polite. You should think of these questions as another way of saying hello, a way for the conversation to get started, instead of actual, literal questions. In fact, when someone asks you, "What's up?" you don't even have to answer. Just say, "What's up?" in reply. Do you know the difference between "What do you do?" and "What are you doing?" It's a little tricky, but we'll explain it simply in the next English in 3 Minutes lesson. See you next time.